وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى we have the class from the book منظومة أصول الفقه وقواعده للإمام الشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله. We're going to start from the بيت number 79. بيت number 79. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: وكل شرط مفسد للعقد بذكره يفسده بالقصد، مثل نكاح قاصد التحليل ومن نوى الطلاق للرحيل، لكن من يجهل قصد صاحبه فالعقد غير فاسد من جانبه، لأنه لا يعلم الذي أسر فأجري العقد على ما قد ظهر. والشرط والصلح إذا ما حللا محرما أو عكسه لن يقبلا، وكل مشغول فليس يشغل بمسقط لما به ينشغل، كمبدل في حكمه يجعل بدلا، ورب مفضول يكون أفضلا. كل استدامة فأقوى من بدا، في مثل طيب محرم ذا قد بدا، وكل معلوم وجودا أو عدم فالأصل أن يبقى على ما قد علم، والنفي للوجود ثم الصحة ثم الكمال فرعين الرتبة. والنفي للوجود ثم الصحة ثم الكمال فرعين الرتبة. فالشيخ رحمه الله تعالى said: وكل شرط مفسد للعقد بذكره يفسده بالقصد. It means every condition which, if it's mentioned in the contract, nullifies the contract, also nullifies when it is intended. It's not said, but the person, he intended that. He has that intention. So in the contracts, there are conditions. If it's mentioned, it nullifies. It nullifies. There's no contract. Likewise, if there is not mentioned, but it's intended, person has this intention in his heart, that's a condition for him in his heart, that contract is not valid. Then the Shaykh gave example. He said, مثل نكاح قاصد التحليل ومن نوى الطلاق للرحيل. Like the person who intend to marry, to legalize or to make it lawful for the other person. A man divorces his wife the third time. Islamically, he's not allowed to marry her again except after she marry another man willingly, and they divorce one another willingly. This is the rule. So if a man approached this woman and he goes to her willy, if he could say he's going to marry in order to she get back to the first one. So he does have intention of marriage here. He mentioned he was paid. The other guy paid him some amount of money. He said, Akhi, this woman, even though I divorced the third time, but really, she has cares for me. I love her, such and such. I was really wrong. And I don't want to, it's very hard on me, very hard on me to leave her alone. So he says, I'm giving you such amount of money. I'm paying all the nikah, everything. Marry her. And right away, when you one time you stay with her to be lawful for me, than the four sarayda. He said, I accept it. How much? 10,000. That's a lot of money. I'm doing it. If that man goes to the wali of that woman and he mentioned that, that's his intention, that condition that he's going to marry her in order to divorce her either. He doesn't want to keep her in marriage. He does have, has no interest. His condition is, I'm telling you now, oh wali, ahead of time, and tell your mawaliya also, tell your daughter, only I'm staying with her one night, and then after that, in the morning, she will not find me, automatically. That kind of contract and condition nullifies. There's no marriage here. If this man doesn't mention to the family, he hires that, but he has that intention, the other guy agree with him, also that it nullifies, it doesn't, that contract, second contract doesn't exist. It's like it didn't happen. So this man, he should know that he is even making contact to that woman haram. He has no right to it. She is not his wife. Whatever was mentioned there doesn't exist because there is a condition here which nullified the contract of marriage. Even though it was not mentioned, but it has the same rule. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَلُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. The Shaykh said, وَمَنَّ وَالطَّلَاقَ لِلْرَحِيلِ. Also, as the one who intends to divorce, لِلْرَحِيلِ أي عند الرحيل, when he leaves. Someone is a traveler, he resides in a state. In his intention, just to stay there, as long as he gets there, he's waiting call from an office, from a company, from interview, from the government, whatever. His intention, or he's in his school. He's taking class. He's going right away to travel back to wherever he was from. In his intention, he's going to marry one of the ladies out there, and right there when he traveled, automatically, he divorced her. She's going to divorce right away. That's his intention. If he mentioned that up front to the family, that, listen, I'm staying only a few days a week. That's my intention. I don't have future marriage with this woman. Only those 15 days. That mentioning that condition nullifies the act. Because marriage is meant forever. It's not temporarily. It's not mut'ah. So if he hide that from them and he approached that way, also that contract with him is invalid. Because if you could have mentioned what and work, likewise if he hides it. How about for the woman who doesn't know that? How about for the other person who doesn't know that hidden condition? That Sheikh talked about that, he said, لَكِنَّ مَنْ يَجْهَلُ قَصْدَ صَاحِبِهِ فَالْعَقْدُ غَيْرُ فَاسِدِ مِنْ جَانِبِهِ. But the person who doesn't know the intention of his partner, the other side, the contract from his side is not corrupted. Meaning his contract is valid. So this woman who was married on that, she doesn't know it. These two guys, they had hidden contract. For her, it's like she goes back to her old man and first husband, and she married, everything is like this was, because she doesn't know it. Likewise, this woman who married this man who is staying in this area, very limited time he has in his mind, after that he's going to leave. The same thing. She is innocent. She doesn't know it. From her side, this is legal marriage. And it has all the consequences. Her side, from her side, no. Nothing. So, if that man who had with this evil, with hidden intention, dies right there, he dies that night, for instance. In the morning, he wants to take his luggage, leave, but he died, he had accident. The woman, they tell her, your husband died. Now she inherits him. He was billionaire, she take her share. She inherited him and she has the iddah and everything. Because from her side, the marriage was sound. But he, nothing. If it's assumed she died, she's a millionaire, he has no inheritance from her, nothing. From his side, nothing. No consequences on that contract. It doesn't exist. From her side, yes. Because the reason is she doesn't know. فَالْعَوْضُ غَيْرُ فَاسِدُ مِنْ جَانِبِ لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَعْلَمُ الَّذِي أَصَرَ. Because he doesn't know that which he concealed. He doesn't know it. فَأُجْرِيَ الْعَقْدُ عَلَى مَا قَبَهَارِ. So the contract regarded whatever it's apparent. Yeah, it was considered. What was considered is what's apparent. It's only Allah subhanahu knows what's in the heart of the people. So that is that. So any condition that if it would have been mentioned would have nullified the contract, nullifies also if it's intended. That is the point. Then the Sheikh said, وَالشَّرْطُ وَالصُّلْحُ إِذَا مَا حَلَّلَ مُحَرَّمًا أَوْ عَكْسُهُ لَنْ يُقْبَلَ. The shart, which is the condition, and the sulh, which is the reconciliation, and conciliation, and إِذَا مَا حَلَّلَ, if it made lawful, مُحَرَّمًا, that which is unlawful in the deen, so something which is unlawful in the deen of Allah, a contract to make it lawful, or aksu, or the opposite happened. Something which was unlawful in the religion, that contract made it, condition of the contract made it lawful, لن يقبل, it will not be accepted. So that condition will not accept it because it makes it lawful what Allah made unlawful, or the opposite, it makes it unlawful what Allah made it lawful. والشرط والصلح إذا ما حلل محرما وعكسه لن يقبل. The Sheikh gave example, رحمه الله, Sheikh Uthaymeen. Someone had a condition in the contract that he is selling this product to this person with a condition. He cannot use it at all. He can't use it. Actually, let me get better example. يعني riba contract. Condition, he said, I'm lending you this money with a condition that you will pay more if you delay it. So that condition will made lawful a riba, what Allah forbade, the extra, which Allah forbade it. So that condition is voided. It's not existed. It's not valid. Because this condition make lawful what Allah made unlawful, which is to get a extra on the debt. The same thing. A man, he said, Astaghfirullah, someone is marrying his daughter to another one. He said, I'm marrying you to her with a condition, you let the big Sheikh, Astaghfirullah, stay with her one night. Like some people, they do that. Sufia, some of them, subhanallah. A'udhu billah. A man marry a woman, the contract take place, a condition, a'yadan billah, that the evil Sheikh He's the one who starts. He's the one who married her first. A'udhu billah. So this condition, yuhallil haraman. It makes lawful and lawful things, which is this man, so-called sheikh, has nothing to do with this woman. This woman is married to a man. So that condition is going to make that haram things lawful. So that condition, it doesn't exist. It doesn't change anything from reality. كل شرط ليس في كتاب الله فهو باطل وإن كان مئة شرط. So if it makes lawful, it makes unlawful. That's what makes it unlawful. طيب. On the other hand, if the condition, we can understand from this bait, if the condition doesn't make lawful, what Allah make unlawful, and doesn't make unlawful, what Allah make lawful, then it's accepted. You can have as conditions you have. A woman is going to marry a man, she has a condition that he will not marry another woman while she's married to him. He accepts this condition. This condition is valid and he has to fulfill it if he accepts it. Because this condition doesn't make haram anything. It doesn't make unlawful. It's lawful for you if you're going to marry. Welcome. But if you decide that, then she said, divorce me. Or you agree now, automatically I will be divorced. If he said yes, automatically if you get married, you will be divorced. Or she say, it's in my hand. If you divorce, if you marry another woman, the decision is mine. He say, I accepted that. She find out he married, you marry, no question, yes, I make my decision. I'm divorced. Because this is the condition he accepted. And this is not from making haram and non-haram. Not making, it's open for you to get married. But she has her own interest, for instance. So anyone who has that condition, he fulfilled. A man, he marry a woman, a condition which is haram, he marry a woman that she will boycott her mother. That condition is haram, may juice. Al-Muhim. But a condition which doesn't make haram anything. He said, I'm selling this car to you with a condition. I keep it 1 month. I use it 1 month. If the car doesn't change in that 1 month, it doesn't change, normal. Or he said, this car is already, there's a staff on it. He said, okay, you have a nice car. I want to buy it. How much this one? I'm ready, but there's my staff on it. I have to take it to other state because I was going to move. Then this condition is accepted. It doesn't make unlawful anything. He only make exceptional. Basically, he's saying, I'm selling to you the car except, but with the condition I keep it, which is a continuation of my ownership and my use, the use of it, till I move to that, till a month. And that's a condition that Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu made on the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet accepted. Prophet ﷺ, he saw alayhi salam when they were traveling, Jabir suffering with his camel. Jamal, the camel is not going well, and Prophet ﷺ said, I want to buy from you. Jabir said, I accept all the messenger, but it has staff on it. You allow me to, with a condition that it takes that staff to Medina. Prophet ﷺ said, I accept it. Prophet was doing favor for him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and at the end he even gave the camel alayhi salatu wasalam. Al-Muhim. So the point is, you can make that condition. If the condition doesn't make unlawful, something which is lawful or the opposite, then it's accepted and it has benefit. A man said he's going to marry a woman, but with a condition. He will not stay with her every night. Wednesday week he will come to her, for instance, with a condition. He will not pay her. For instance, she accepted. She give up her own right. Person can give up his own right voluntarily. If he sees an interest in that, then that condition is accepted. She has underlying condition which brings benefit for both or one of it, and doesn't legalize what Allah make subhanahu wa ta'ala and lawful. Tayyib. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَكُلُّ مَشْغُولٍ فَلَيْسَ يُشْغَلُ بِمُسْقِطٍ لِمَا بِهِ يَنْشَغِلُ وَكُلُّ مَشْغُولٍ فَلَيْسَ يُشْغَلُ بِمُسْقِطٍ لِمَا بِهِ يَنْشَغِلُ. This bait, just to give inshallah the example Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, basically it's close to something which is busy with something. It shouldn't be made another con. Okay, for the example, inshallah, it will be clear. The Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, someone who, for instance, it's just an example. You're going to buy a car from someone. He said, I want to have a deposit. So in case you don't pay it, I sell that stuff. I need very valuable things. He said, okay, keep my watch. It's very expensive. Close to time. Okay, then he kept the watch and he took the car. That one, he is going to buy another one, something else from another person. He said, I want you to make sure. I want you to give me a deposit, something to keep it. He said, okay, I have already a watch. My watch is with another one. So that's my deposit. It will not be accepted. Because that one, that watch is already busy with something. وَكُلُّ مَشْغُولٍ فَلَيْسَ يُشْغَلُ بِمُسْقِطٍ لِمَا بِهِ يَنْشَغِلُ. And if the second one accept, either one of them will lose. Either the second one doesn't have any watch in his hand. So he doesn't have anything. There's no actual deposit here. And if he goes and get it from the first one, then the first one's right is lost. So what's busy with something, you cannot use it for another thing. For someone, he rent his house 1 month to someone, or 1 year to someone. Contract is done. And some area, even they take the whole year money ahead of time. After 6 months, he rented to another one, the same house. Is that accepted? No, because this house is busy with, is blocked for someone. You cannot rent to another one. This is what the qa'idah means. The Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, then the Shaykh said, كَمُبْدَلٍ فِي حُكْمِهِ جَعَلْ بَدَلًا وَرُبَّ مَفْضُولٍ يَكُونُ أَفْضَلًا. كَمُبْدَلٍ فِي حُكْمِهِ جَعَلْ بَدَلًا. The مُبْدَل takes the rule of the بَدَل takes the rule of the مُبْدَل. What's replaced with another thing takes the rule of what was replaced with. For instance, if you don't have water to make wudu, make tayammum. Tayammum takes the rule of the water. Because the tayammum replaces the water. Take all the rules of the water. Let's say there is exceptional for exceptional things. Someone's father died. Someone else become the guardianship of those children. That one, he take the role. He take the position of that disease what relate to the guardianship only. So this is badal. The mubdal takes the role. It replaces. So also the shall give example the currency we use today, money. We use the papers. At the time, Prophet and people used to use the gold and silver. The gold and silver. Today, many of us even didn't see gold or silver, which is used as a money. Tayyib. But thing is, the currency today, the dollar, for instance, it's in the position of the gold and silver at the time, Prophet ﷺ, in terms of knowing the value of the things, in terms of, then it takes the same role. If there was zakah on that, there is zakah on this. And the like. Because this is badal from the first and the like. So it means what's badal then? Yes. Substitute? Yes. It takes the role of whatever it substitutes, inshallah. وربما مفضول يكون أفضل. The Sheikh he said, maybe the مفضول sometimes may be أفضل, better than the فاضل. يعني there is something which is better, which has more virtue over another one. That other one, in some cases, may be more important than that one, has more virtue than the first one. For instance, reciting the Quran has more fadl, virtue over any other remembrance, any other dhikr. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. What's more has more virtue is reciting Quran. Because Quran is the speech of Allah. Therefore, you get every letter hasana. Unlike the adhkar, you get general reward. The adhkar, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and the like. So generally, the Quran, the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, has that virtue. But sometimes this adhkar has more fadl because of the position. Yani you enter in salah, Allahu Akbar is more virtue than reciting Qul Wallahu Ahad, for instance. In the ruku' saying Subhan Rabbi Al-Azim has more virtue than reciting Quran. Rather, you're not allowed to recite Quran, sujood and ruku'. When you are in the tahiyyat, making that dua, after tahiyyat, making the dua is better than, has more virtue than reciting Quran. When the adhan is going on, to follow the adhan, if you can pray, after the adhan finish, you can pray the sunnah before the salah, to follow the adhan has more virtue than right away entering the salah. Because you can follow the adhan, at the same time you can pray. But if you don't follow the adhan, you miss the fadl of following the adhan. So here, this situation, to follow adhan has more fadl. Other than that, the salah has more fadl, general. Following adhan and praying has more fadl. Praying has more fadl, more virtue. But in this case, the adhan, you follow it. So something, for instance, praying has to fadl to pray sunnah. Then you say, Ya Akhi, what do? Do I go and pray or I really help this needy person who's really need help, who's my neighbor. I hear them yelling, somebody is bothering another one. If I go, I'm missing the sunnah, for instance. For instance, here now, the origin is to, after Adhan, you make sunnah, but now you stop that, you help the people, for instance. Unless it's, they are in a state of emergency, it may be even mandatory. Even you may miss the mandatory. Therefore, Prophet ﷺ, he came late from the mandatory prayer because he was busy with putting peace between people. To pray, the prayer is the first time. Whenever the salah starts, has more virtue over than delaying it, other except Isha. Isha to delay has more virtue, to pray very late. But if delaying the salah makes people have difficult and miss the jama'ah or feel burdening, then to pray the time people are there has more fadl. So for instance, Isha, the origin is to delay it. Not very late, close to the half of the night. But if that burden in the people, now this mafdul, the one with less virtue, which is to pray at the beginning of the Isha time, now takes more fadl because of the other reason. Other prayer is to pray ahead of time, has more fadl. But for instance, duhur time, there is heat, there is cold. If it's a delay, it's convenient for the jama'ah. Now delaying it has more fadl than praying it the beginning of the time which they originally had more fadl. Is this understandable? So, وَرُبَّ مَفْضُولٍ يَكُونُ أَفْضَلًا وَرُبَّ مَفْضُولٍ يَكُونُ أَفْضَلًا. So sometimes some ibadat which originally had more virtue, more importance, more reward, in some cases will have less reward based on the situation. Therefore, the Shaykh said he mentioned benefit. Here, in this, based on this principle, we can understand the actions of the Prophet ﷺ, who alayhi salatu wasalam, used to encourage to do some act of worship. For instance, fasting, the Ayyam al-Bid, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th. And sometimes it was narrated he was not used to fast, alayhi salam. You know the virtue of following the janazah, the disease. You have a mountain of reward. Prophet salam sometimes was not used to follow. And the like. Why? Because he was alayhi salam, in other issue, which is more important in that case than that one. Is this understandable? Yes. Sometimes you want to pray sunnah. Someone said, "Akhi, teach me, barakallahu fi, I want to teach me how to pray. I really have a problem with the tasbih and fatiha before the mandatory prayer starts. I want you to listen from me the fatiha." Now listening fatiha from him has more virtue than you going and praying. Even though the origin was that the salah is more, the ratiba especially. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, "Kullu istidamatin fa'aqwa min bada fi mithli tibin muhrimin dha qad bada." The continuation of something is always stronger than the beginning of it. And the Shaykh gave example. في مثل طيب محرم إذا قد بدا. When you make an umrah or you make an hajj, when you are in the ihram, you are not allowed to touch perfume. Both male and female. Not allowed. It's محظورات الإحرام. As you are not allowed to cut your hair, you are not allowed to perfume yourself when you are making hajj, when you make an umrah. But if you already had the perfume before you entered the umrah, for instance, you took a shower, then you had your own perfume, and then now you intended ihram, you can continue having that perfume with you. because this is not beginning. This is a continuation. Therefore, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that she used to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the perfume on his head while he is muhrim, because he had sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he entered the ihram. While you are in ihram, it's one of the prohibitions of ihram. A man who is making hajj and umrah cannot marry. He cannot sign a contract of marriage, invalid. But if he is a man who already divorced his wife and she was in the iddah, in the waiting period, while he's in ihram, he can return her back. Because that's continuation, actually, for the marriage, not beginning it. Tayyib. So, and the like. So, the beginning, the continuation of something is stronger than starting it and beginning it. Therefore, many examples in the Sharia. The Shaykh Rahimullah Ta'ala said, Nasallahu Salaam Al-Afiyah. He said someone who left Islam and he has a wife, Muslim wife, and she is in the waiting period. She's in the iddah. For instance, she's pregnant. Her nikah, marriage with that man who nullify Islam, will remain until the her waiting period ends. It will not automatically be nullified. Unlike if he would have started a murtad or non-Muslim, would have married a Muslim woman, that marriage, even it didn't start it. But now, after it was already existed, it has its consequence, it's considered, even though the person is not anymore Muslim. Is this understandable? This is the example. Because this continuation, it has some effect. Other than, unlike the beginning, no effect. Then the Sheikh said, وَكُلُّ مَعْلُومٍ وُجُودًا أَوْ عَدَمٍ فَالْأَصْلُ أَنْ يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا قَدْ عُلِمٍ وَكُلُّ مَعْلُومٍ وُجُودًا أَوْ عَدَمٍ. The origin is أَوْ عَدَمًا مَفْعُولٌ بِهِ. لا حال. أليس كذلك؟ وكل معلوم وجودا. لماذا نصب الوجودا؟ على كون حالا. So أو عدما. The origin was منصوب عدما. But because of the poem, too much, the ram, what you call, the sheikh cut off. Otherwise, even though he mentioned there is another language for one of the Arab tribes who the mansub, it makes sakin. Ra'aytu Zaydan, they make Ra'aytu Zayd, not Zaydan. The tribe called Rabi'a. But the majority of the Arabs, they make mansub. The mansub bil alif. Tayyib. So the Sheikh said, in this, وَكُلُّ مَعْلُومٍ وُجُودًا أَوْ عَدَمٍ. Everything which was known, whether it exists or doesn't exist, فَالْأَصْلُ أَنْ يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا قَدْ عُلِمٍ. The origin is to remain on what has been known. So what was not known to be existing, remain not to be existing, unless the otherwise is proof. What was known to exist, it remained to exist until otherwise is proof. Al-aslu baqa'u ala ma kan. Ala ma kan. The origin is that everything remained the way it was. Na'am. Al-aslu baqa'u ma ulim ala ma ulim. And another way, al-shakku, al-yaqinu la yazulu bi-shak. Aw al-yaqinu la yuzilu shakka. الشك لا يزيل اليقين. So the lack of knowledge or doubt will not affect the certainty. what has been known to exist will remain to exist until there is a proof showing the otherwise. What was known not to exist will remain not to exist until a proof shows otherwise. So no, for instance, you had wudu. You pray Asr. Now it's Maghrib time. You question, oh, did I break my wudu or I didn't break wudu? What was known is that you had wudu. Asr time, you pray the Asr with wudu. That's what you know. That will remain until the opposite is proof. You have certainty that you break that wudu. Otherwise, if you have doubt, that doubt you disconsider. You remain on the origin. Everything. So this qa'idah, Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala said, هذه القاعدة تعني أن كل معلوم الوجود فالأصل بقاء وجوده وكل معلوم العدم فالأصل بقاء عدمه وعبر بعض العلماء عن ذلك بقول الأصل بقاء ما كان على ما كان وبعضهم يقول الأصل بقاء ما علم على ما علم وبعضهم يقول الشك لا يزيل اليقين وبعضهم يقول اليقين لا يزول بالشك والمعنى واحد. So the origin is that to remain on the origin. Therefore, if you doubt, as the Sheikh gave example, if there is doubt that that man divorced his wife or he didn't divorce his wife, to remain, he didn't divorce her. A woman doubt if she breastfeed the child, the baby, 5 or 4. Origin is that she didn't breastfeed. Because the origin that this baby was not her mahram. She has to breastfeed 5 times. So if she has a doubt, then the origin does not remain. And the like. Someone who doubt, did you pray 4 rak'ah or 3 rak'ah? The origin is that he didn't pray 4 rak'ah. He prayed 3 rak'ah. And the like. He doubt, he didn't have wudu. Then he doubt, did you make wudu or you didn't make wudu? The origin, he didn't make wudu. So this is, therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا. When the munafiqun, the enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal, invented that lie against Prophet's wife Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, the munafiqun, enemy of Islam, who hate Islam and Messenger Muhammad Sallam, and they were trying to take every means to defame the Messenger Sallam, to hurt him. One of the ways they did very bad is they lie on Prophet's wife. They said she commits zina, iyadan billah. They cause big fitna. Some people, because these munafiqin spread it strongly, they spread it and they had doubts. They used doubt rumors. Some Muslims, they believe. And they said, yes, Aisha did that. Iyadan billah. Allah revealed ayat. لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا. If the believing man and woman would have think one another about one another, good. They would have think one another good. So the origin was that Aisha al-Mu'min radiallahu ta'ala anha is free. Mothers, righteous, from the best of a human being. To accuse her, this is new things. That shouldn't be accepted, except with proof. And no proof. Then some people, they talk about it. So Allah blamed them. لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوا ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. This is the eye of Allah. Therefore, if you would have known someone to be good, you know someone to be upon sunnah, upon salafiyah, someone upon trustworthy, someone upon Islam. Someone tell you you have doubt, he left Islam or he didn't, and people, they have argument. The origin, he remained upon Islam. That is the origin. This is a principle, applies to everything. The origin goes back to, until the opposite is proof. Naam. So the Shaykh said, وَكُلُّ مَعْلُومِ وُجُودَنَا وَعَدَمْ. Somebody who was known to be upon Ahlul Bid'ah, upon innovation. The origin is to remain upon innovation until the apathy is proof. بَقَاءُ مَا كَانَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ. The thing to remain the way it was. There's someone borrow money from another one. He doesn't know if he pay him back or not. The origin that you didn't pay him back. Unless you have a proof, you have to pay him back. You doubt, did this person give me my money back or not? The origin that he didn't give it back to you. Unless there is proof otherwise. Al-Muhim. Then the Shaykh said, والنفي إن شاء الله conclude with this one. والنفي للوجود ثم الصحة ثم الكمال فرعينا الرتبة. In the Sharia there are texts that something is negated. Negation. The one who does this has no iman. The one who has this, he doesn't pray. The one who did, he did this. Negation. He didn't have this. He didn't do this. He is not right. This negation, the origin is negation of the existence of that thing. If that is impossible, then second stage is the negation of the authenticity of that thing. That is not authentic. If that's impossible because of proof, then is the negation of the completion of that thing. For instance, Prophet ﷺ said, لا صلاة بغير طهور. No prayer without wudu. No prayer without wudu. Somebody pray. We see him, he pray. Pray, make ruku', make sujood, he pray. Later on, he find out that he didn't have wudu. He didn't have wudu. So, he didn't pray. No prayer for someone who doesn't have wudu. Does that mean this person, he physically didn't pray at all? Or it means his prayer is invalid? Or it means it is valid, but it's not complete? Salah is accepted, but it's not complete. Which is it? Yes, the second one. He prayed, physically he prayed. But Islamically, it's not sahih. It's not valid. But if he didn't pray, physically, he didn't pray. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا يؤمن أحدكم لا يؤمن من لا يأمن جاره بوائقه. Wallahi, he doesn't believe the one who his neighbor are not free from his harm. He doesn't believe. So a Muslim who hurting his neighbor, bothering them, Prophet ﷺ, he swore by Allah that one doesn't believe. There is a negation of iman here. Does that mean that person, his iman is negated, all of it, or he's nullify his Islam? Or it means his iman is not sahih, or there's a deficiency? Or it means it's not complete? Means he didn't apply the optional iman, which if he would have applied, he would have been good, but if he didn't apply, still he's okay. Which one is the middle one? Al-wajib. Nafiyul kamal, al-wajib. So means he commit a sin. He commit a sin. Doesn't mean that he doesn't have iman at all. It doesn't mean. And it doesn't mean that he didn't have the optional iman. No, rather, he does have the mandatory iman. The complete means, because the iman has foundation, and has a wajib, a mandatory, and has a completion. He doesn't have the middle one. So he's sinful. That's what it means. Not that he's a kafir. Likewise, the one who, yadan billah, drink alcohol, when he's drinking alcohol, la yashrabu sharib hina khamra hina yashrabuha wa huwa mu'min. The one who drinks alcohol, when he's drinking, he doesn't drink while he's a believer, Prophet ﷺ said. He doesn't drink while he's a believer. So negation of iman. Is that the origin? Or this is the mandatory iman? Or is the completion and the voluntarily iman? It is the middle one. La salata li ha'idin بغير خمار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. A woman who praying her doesn't have salah without khimar, without covering. And she pray, we see her. She pray, her neck is showing, like some woman. Her neck is showing, her feet is showing. Negation is what? Nafyu lissaha. That her salah is invalid. Because this goes back to the condition of the salah. What's negated? Is go back to the condition. So if it's impossible to negate the existence of the thing because it exists, you move to the existence of the validity. It's not accepted. If you cannot judge, then it goes to the acceptance, the negation of the completion. So don't make the opposite. Therefore, Khawarij, he make the believer, many of the believers kuffar. Because they didn't know this rule. They didn't know this rule. The iman exists. This person is a believer. He's a Muslim. They say because there's negation, he has no iman at all. No, you cannot say no iman because what he commit is not nullifier. It's a major sin. It's drinking alcohol. It's stealing. It's a major sin. It's not nullifier. So we cannot say this negation means he has no iman at all. We can't say. There is objection to that because of the proof that he didn't commit a nullifier. He committed a major sin. So we move to the next. We say now he committed a sin. Nor do we be murji'a who said, no, his nothing affected his iman. His iman is a complete because doing this thing doesn't affect the iman. We say no. That this negation, if there is iman, then has to go to the second stage, which is that he missing the mandatory iman. Any correction, any question on that? Subhanakallahu bihamdik la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.